This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Filmish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
Hello, you are listening to the Filmish Show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
I'm here.
And we are particularly, our regulars will know, we're hungover from our lunchtime chicken.
My eyes are really, really tired.
Just have a coffee. Have some of my coffee.
No, I'm not having a coffee.
Right, okay, well then, we'll
It'll
crack
give
on.
Give me a panic attack.
That would be great radio.
It will not be great radio.
It'd be great for me. Oh. So coming up on the show, we've got movie news.
No movie news.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
Got movie news. That'll be followed by Mark Simmons DVD review.
DVD
review. Then we'll...
Am I meant to be making a noise, aren't I?
Yes! For God's sake! Then it's... well, it's movie pitch with Danny Ward. Then we'll be looking at the box office, UK box office top three. And finish off with an interview with our special... Very special. Guest. What are you doing? Stop doing that. Our very special guest, Brennan O'Connor, who will be talking to us about his new film that's coming out, The Bromley Boys. He's in it. Is it your film if you're in it?
Yeah.
All right, his new film.
Yeah.
The Bromley Boys.
If it was Liam Neeson, you go, his new film.
Yes, correct. Yeah. True. How are you? You well?
Yeah,
right, I know you're not well.
No,
you're
I am well. I'm just tired. I've got a tea, and I know that will make me feel better, but it's too hot, so I can't drink it yet.
Right.
So.
Okay.
So
do you want us to wait for you to finish that?
No. Well, start it.
I feel a bit ropey.
Oh, catching up. We have to catch up first, don't we?
Well, I feel a bit ropey, not just because of the chicken, but because I've been to Ireland for four days on a sort of lads trip.
Yeah. How was that? There's no way you and your lads are like that. You're not like proper lads.
No, I know. It's ironic. Yeah. We call it the ultimate lads fest.
I do.
Yeah. So on Boxing Day... Every year, me and my friends meet up at the pub when it opens, and you're not allowed to leave until it shuts. And that's called Ultimate Lads Fest.
Is that Wagon and Horses?
No.
No, where do you go for that? Oh, don't tell anyone, because they might come as well.
Yeah, well, we had to change pub because the pub we were doing it shut down.
Why is that?
Actually, it didn't shut down, sorry. It just closed. They weren't making enough money on Boxing Day.
That is shut down. Oh,
no,
it just doesn't
just
open
on the day. Oh, God.
Hang on, they've got four much. People in there spending money all day and they can't afford to open on
but
Boxing
they didn't,
Day.
No, well, do you know what happened? It used to happen. Basically got new owners, but before the new owners, they would book our table a year in advance and we'd turn up and our names would all be there ready.
Really?
We only met up at this pub once a year on Ultimate Lads Fest.
Oh, that's nice.
So this was three of the Ultimate Lads, because normally there's six of us. It was three of the Ultimate Lads.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Crazy Dave?
No, he's not one of the Ultimate Lads, actually.
I think
he is a lad.
Oh, he's a proper one.
Yeah.
Barbecue Pete?
Barbecue Pete, yeah.
He was there?
Yeah, Barbecue Pete was there. Barbecue Pete, for anyone that doesn't know, is called Barbecue Pete because once upon a time, me and my friend Robin called him up to see if he wanted to go to the pub, and he said, I was thinking of having a barbecue. And we laughed at him and said, look, just get to the pub, you prick. And then he came to the pub and we went, oh, look, it's Barbecue Pete.
And that stuck.
Yeah, you never had a barbecue.
What about Randy Robin?
Robin doesn't have a nickname, but Robin was there.
Does he have a nickname?
So it's me, Robin, and Barbecue Pete.
Robin is... Can you say that he's...
A friend?
On the Insta?
So I do this thing on Instagram where I post photos of Robin. He's not on social media. He doesn't know that I'm posting pictures of him.
So funny.
And that's him. It's Robin.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not feeling great is basically what I'm saying.
Ah, either way.
Barbecue Pete was so drunk on Saturday. And by the way, this is not drinking responsibly. I do not condone this sort of behaviour. He was so drunk.
Yeah.
That he left this pub, right? And he got home.
To the hotel.
Airbnb. He realised he had put on the wrong jacket and he was wearing a little girl's leather jacket. His jacket wasn't even a leather jacket. He literally picked up this little, it could barely fit. And the guy was like, what's this? What the hell is this?
Were you not with him?
So she never got that coat back.
So who's got his coat? She's got his coat.
Well, only if she took his. It was just, I think it was stolen actually. He went back
Did you not walk back with him?
Me and Robin didn't, know.
Oh, right.
We lost him.
Was he on his own?
We lost him.
What do you mean you lost him?
Well, we went up for a cigarette, then everyone got kicked out. There's two floors.
That's funny. Has he still got the jacket? Did he keep it?
Do you know what he did? What did
he do?
He left it outside in the street on a window ledge, right? But he folded it. There you go. So, yeah, not feeling my best.
No, well, I think, me neither. But tea's probably going to be all right now.
Oh, my God, mate. Energy.
Radio.
What are you doing? Okay. Come on, right, movie news.
Movie news.
The big news.
Big news.
It's just broken.
Broken news.
That's better. Billy D. Williams.
Billy D.
Billy D. Williams.
Williams.
Billy Dee Williams. It's been confirmed. It's going to be. You don't know who that is?
No.
Billy Dee Williams plays Lando in Star Wars.
I've got the T-shirt.
Exactly.
What?
No, that's Donald Glover, who's playing
him
in the prequel. No, the original from Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
Hang on. Oh. So he's old. The guy from Rocky. No. Okay, him, yeah.
No, that's a different actor.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I thought he was in Star Wars.
That's embarrassing, isn't it? No. You've got red very quickly. Your skin.
I'm tired.
Your skin now matches your hair. Oh. Your red ginger hair. Yeah, so Billy Dee Williams confirmed.
Can we cut that out?
For episode. No, absolutely not. No way. I'm really excited about that.
Well, hang on, so what's he in?
Oh, for
What's he in?
Wake the
What's he in? What's the news?
Billy Dee Williams
from
Empire Strikes Back,
the bloke,
is now going to be in episode 9 of Star Wars.
That's great. When did we last see him?
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, but what happened? He didn't die. So
no, he just helped defeat the Death Star.
Do you think he's in it? Because obviously they got no one left from that original lot.
But
other than Chewbacca.
Also, Donald Glover's character was a big highlight of the Solo films, and I thought I'd get the character back.
Mm.
He's a great character. Looking forward to seeing him. What are you laughing at?
Just how stupid I am.
Yeah, you should be. Right, in other news, got it here. So, Russell Crowe was not happy with being asked to audition for Deadpool 2. Listen to the news. Crowe, who is famously known, I didn't know this, known for not reading for any of his roles, was asked to read for the part of Cable by creator Rob Liefeld, who subsequently regretted the move. Liefeld said he tweeted him before he went to bed, but didn't think he'd get a reply. He said, "Hey, Russell, you should read for Cable." He said when he woke up, he got yelled at by his manager and was told Russell doesn't read for parts, and he had insulted him.
What do you think about that?
What do you mean? Go on. If you were asked to audition for Cable in Deadpool 2. By the way, Cable is the bad guy.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're telling the listeners.
Yeah, played by...
The guy from Goonies.
Yeah.
Is that the right actor?
Yes, it is the right
guy. I'm so tired.
It's just unbelievable. Josh Brolin, great actor. Who, by the way, little connection here, hates Russell Crowe.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Can't remember how I know that. But they were in a film together and really didn't get on.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah, Russell Crowe and... We'll find out what film
that
is.
Imagine Russell Crowe can be quite tough to deal with. I reckon he could be... If he gets the arse, I reckon he could be a bit...
I was at a press screening with Russell Crowe.
And what happened?
Well, I told you about this. He...
we got up into the speech.
Yeah, it was really funny. It was the press screening for... what do you call it? The Good Guys. The Good Guys?
Mm. Nice Guys.
Nice Guys, yeah. Well, that was my favourite film of the
year. Finally, I got something right.
Absolutely incredible. Russell Crowe and Ryan...
Reynolds. Gosling.
Gosling. Jesus Christ.
Come on. This is insane. That's actually made up for that thing I said earlier because I've got those two mixed up.
I think the producer... Oh, sorry, the director, Shane Black, and the writer was saying, like, you know, thank you for coming. The press have always been really nice to me in this country. And then he passed the microphone to Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe, really. Yeah. Oh, that's just, like, cut to the chase. I don't like you as much as you don't like me. I know, I like you about as much as you like me.
Yeah.
That was it. Great.
Nice.
Got a big laugh.
Funny guy.
Can you at least open your fucking eyes?
They can't tell that
on
radio.
What are you doing?
They can't tell on the radio, so
mate,
it's fine.
Sorry, have some coffee. Is that acceptable?
No. The tea's kicking in. No.
I will walk out if you don't have some coffee. Because that is unacceptable.
You will not walk
out. That is unacceptable. You can't have your eyes closed.
You can't moan about me being rubbish.
You can't.
And then you walk out leaving me on my own. How's the radio show going to be any better? Why are you walking out now? That's professional, Sean. How's that going to help? You're moaning that the radio show's unprofessional because I'm like falling asleep, and then you walk out. So now it's just left with me. How is that? Say what? Oh God. Movie news. So let's see what else that we don't need, Sean, do we? So I'm being told to keep talking. Oh yeah. Hang on. Is this? Josh Brolin. We can tell you about why Russell Crowe and Josh Brolin don't get on. So it was at a Film Critics Awards. After Sean Penn introduced him, Josh Brolin said, "Quite an actor, Sean Penn, and not an arsehole like Russell Crowe." Oh, that's why he doesn't like him. See, it's working without you. We don't need you, Sean. That was great. Like, tweet in if you think that was good, because I told you some stuff and I think I kept your concentration.
Give me my coffee.
And then Sean was basically realised that, you know, I was smashing it And he thought, well, I've got to go back in, otherwise Mark's going to have a really good show. And then we realised
Fast and Furious spin-off could be getting a great new villain. Idris Elba is reportedly set to play the villain in Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Jason Statham's Fast and Furious spin-off.
Idris Elba, is he...
Come on. No. Oh, no, no, don't. Don't do it on purpose. That's not
Does that
good.
Not make it okay if you do it? Because then it's like tongue-in-cheek. So is that not... Is that worse, or
you want to be on radio,
no,
purposefully mistaking the identity of two black actors?
No, I don't.
Is that what you want to do? Is that what you want to do?
No, why you say
I
it like
really
that?
Think you should have you some say coffee. Like
that. I got Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling mixed up, and they're both white, so I think that's exactly the same. So if this comes out in the media, that will be my argument. That I'm just tired. Thank you. God. Next.
This is a disaster. Oh my god. Oh, Nicolas Cage to play Spider-Man in spin-off movie.
That's not true.
Nicolas Cage to play Spider-Man in spin-off movie.
What do you mean spin-off? Spin-off of what?
He will voice Spider-Man Noir in the upcoming animated film.
Spider-Man's meant to be young.
Yeah.
How's that going to work?
Into the Spider-Verse is based around the comic book multiverse, which features different dimensions, each with their own Spider-Man.
What?
He's fallen, hasn't he, Nicolas Cage? Doing the voice of Spider-Man.
He had like loads of troubles, and then he had to take loads of films on to sort of get himself out of financial bother.
What do you mean,
right?
Troubles?
Didn't he? I don't know. Is he not lost all his money or something? Allegedly. Well, not even allegedly, because I don't know. But if I can't just say, what do you say, right? What do you say? Sean, stop it. What do you say if Sean, basically, Sean took a big swig of coffee?
I'm sorry.
Did you spit that out?
There's coffee on the carpet.
Oh, that's disgusting. You just spat coffee on the carpet.
You said allegedly for no reason.
There is a reason. I can't just say he had gambling trouble when I don't know. But the fact that I don't...
But it's not allegedly.
No, I know.
No one's alleging.
So what can I say? What word is there for that?
I think.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
So when people say allegedly, can you not just say I think?
This doesn't mean the same thing. Because allegedly means...
Why do we always have trouble with this word?
Oh my god! Pull yourself together, man!
Okay.
Oh.
So, I think he took on a load of rubbish films just to make some money.
Right.
Because he had to. Yeah. Or maybe got divorced. Might have got divorced and needed to pay for that.
Yeah, right. This is a new section of the show called Movie News, which is where Mark guesses the news. Just guesses the reasons.
Guessing the news.
For people, guessing the news. Okay, Nicolas Cage once blew $150 million on a private island and a dinosaur skull.
Did that all come together?
My God. He also sprung for a 9-foot-tall burial tomb.
What? He was sprung from a 9-foot-tall burial tomb. Sprung? What does that mean?
Like shot out?
Look, like a cannon. I think our producers might be drunk, because there's
and
no way...
And even bought shrunken pygmy heads.
What is that? What's a shrunken pig... What's a big pygmy head? Why are they shrinking pygmy heads? What's a pygmy head? Oh, that is. What is that?
Oh my god, can you get that off our screen?
What is that?
Google pygmy heads now.
It's like a prehistoric. Is it like a primitive?
What is that? That was horrible. That's what I felt like when I got back from Ireland.
Oh my god. That looks a little bit like you, yeah.
$150,000 on a pet octopus. This could be a book.
So is
of
he,
just stuff that Nicolas Cage has bought.
So that is weird, isn't it?
He spent yet another $150,000 on the first Superman comic.
Oh, so he likes DC then?
Do you know he...
That's why he's doing
Spider-Man's Marvel, you...
Oh,
please.
My God.
Oh, my God.
I'm so tired. Everything I say, please just disregard.
Nicolas Cage was one... If you could Google a photo of Nicolas Cage dressed as Superman, because he was
That's not news.
Yes, he was in the Tim Burton Superman. There was going to be a Tim Burton Superman, and he was going to play Superman. Yeah. Also, allegedly, is back, Cage also once outbid... Allegedly, Cage also once outbid fellow actor Leonardo DiCaprio for a 70-million-year-old dinosaur skull. The 276,000... That's Mark O'Godding, because our producer Natalie has sent through the picture of Nicolas Cage.
Definitely Google that, guys, because that is...
What?
That's not his hair then, is it?
So well, he was just trying it out. That's not what it's going to look like in the film.
What do you mean?
Obviously.
What do you mean?
You've got a Superman with long hair.
But why has he got... What? Why is he... What do you mean he's trying it out? If it's not going to happen, why would he try it out?
It's a costume fitting!
But why would he put that hair on if it's never going to happen?
That is his hair!
How long ago was that then? How long ago was this?
In the late 90s, I think.
I think it looks quite good. Why did that never happen? Do we know?
Just loads of production problems. Yeah, it was in pre-production.
Sounds a great idea. Like a Tim Burton-esque superhero thing. Has that happened before?
Yeah, Batman in 1989. This is ridiculous.
Oh, so that came
Tim
off
Burton
of that.
Oh, is the director
I'm so
of Batman.
Sorry. I am at my worst. I knew that. I knew that. Why did I...
This is getting out of control. It's so bad. It's the worst you've ever... Because we call it film-ish, yeah. Right? So that we can sort of get away with maybe not knowing everything and it can be a bit loose. This isn't even film-ish.
This
is ish. Hello, you're listening to ish. Mark guesses some shit.
Good job, you're here.
Bloody is. We've not even played a song. It's that time for a song. We're going to go with Gangster's Paradise by Coolio from the film...
Dangerous Minds. Oh my God, they're right!
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Ah, you weren't expecting that, were you?
No, because I thought the film was called Gangster's Paradise.
Oh.
No, I did.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of cheater little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
Been spending most of the night.
Look at the situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life, do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things is going, I don't know. Minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Gangster's Paradise there by Jay-Z. It was a callback to Mark, what Mark was doing.
Stop trying to get me into trouble. It's just because I'm tired.
Yes,
and
okay.
They were actors.
Sorry,
in the same
when
era.
Mark gets tired, he gets racist.
Oh my God. Please.
Right, come on.
What are we doing now? DVD review.
It's DVD review.
Yeah, that's your bit.
DVD review.
Yes.
DVD review. DVD review.
How did you DVD
forget review.
This bit?
DVD review. DVD review. DVD review. DVD review. DVD review.
DVD review. You've got 6 minutes
DVD
to kill,
review.
So keep it doing
DVD
for a while.
DVD review. DVD review. DVD review. DVD review. Oh no! It's the DVD. Oh God!
Last night at the cinema, I went to watch The Purge, the new Purge at the cinema.
It's called The First Purge,
which is in the top chart. So we'll talk about that
the top
later.
Chart.
The
it's
top
in,
chart.
It's in the top chart. Everyone.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
What
the top
it?
Chart?
No one's ever fucking called it a top chart.
It's
before.
In the top
you
of the chart.
Pineapple.
Pineapple. Top chart.
It's in the top chart.
It's in the top chart. Everyone knows what I mean.
Is it? Because the other films are in the bottom chart. You know, there's league tables like in football. You absolute spanner.
I'm offended. So once I watched that, I went home and I thought a good DVD review to do would be of the original Purge.
What's that called? Because the first Purge is... Okay.
The Purge.
Right.
And I think there's two more after that which I haven't seen.
The second Purge. And the
is
third Purge. Well, the new one's called The First Purge.
Yeah.
But the first Purge is called The Purge.
Oh, and that's good. So I watched The Purge.
Yeah.
The First Purge. The first
right,
one
come on.
That was made.
Right, you watched the first one that was made. Yeah.
But I watched The First Purge first. And yeah. Then I watched The First Purge.
I lost it. Coffee and chicken. Don't mix coffee and chicken.
So I went home and I watched it on Netflix because no one watches DVDs now.
Well, hang on.
What?
What do you mean? What's the point of us doing this show then?
What
we should
do
Netflix-ish.
Yeah, well, we could Netflix review. We could do.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, but you've got to do the jingle with Netflix review. Haven't you? You're happy to
do that? Then?
Well, it's not. No one watches DVDs now, do they? That's like it's
no.
Really a bit old, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
Stream review.
Stream review. Stream review. Stream review. No, no, it's a stream review.
So basically, I got home really late last night and watched that, and I didn't get to bed till like 3. So I haven't really written a proper review of it, but I thought we could talk about it anyway. Have you seen The Purge?
No,
The First Purge.
Is it the first one that was made? No.
Yeah.
I've seen no Purges.
Okay, do you know anything about it?
No, not really. Apart from the posters are quite iconic. Lots of people with masks that look like that mask that's in Watchmen.
Yes, yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
So basically, the idea is this is in the set in the future, which is actually only 2022, but this was...
4 years' time.
Yeah, but it was made 10 years ago, so they thought that was a bit into the future. If you know what I mean.
Oh my God.
So what's happened is they've reduced crime.
Okay.
It's like 1% of crime.
Like a Minority
Everyone's
Report.
Happy.
No murder.
But what happens is one day a year, for 12 hours, there are no laws.
Wow.
Throughout America. No law. You can murder, you can do anything for 12
Brilliant.
Hours. It's a great concept. I don't know how I missed it. Like,
I wish
I've never
we could
seen
do that.
It. What, really?
I'm well up for that.
Really?
But also, hang on, I just realised I could get murdered.
Yeah. If you're out, so basically,
I'll be out, I'll be dead.
You've got two
instantly.
Options of people. So some people do the purge and they go out and they start doing the shit. Or you hide. And
this is great.
It is so good. I have no idea what the critics thought of it or anything.
We'll find out what Rotten Tomatoes thought.
So with this first one, it's set. So this has been happening for about 10 years, I think, so it's every year it happens, all of America. And it's set in like a posh area town and...
posh area town? Set
area
in, set in posh
town.
Area town.
You're a dick.
Go on.
Ethan Hawke is the main guy, which is good.
Ethan Hawke's in The Purge?
Yeah. That's what I couldn't believe it.
I had no idea.
And his wife in it is Cersei from Game of Thrones.
Remind me?
Cersei? Eve the Queen? The one that had shit thrown at her through the street.
Yeah, okay. So Braddock O'Connor, who's our guest, promote the Bromley Boys, he is from Game of Thrones.
Oh, great. That's a nice link. Yeah. Hello, Sean.
Is that?
Anyway, so back to The Purge. So,
which got 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Purge, that's bad.
By who? Critics.
Is that critics or audience? Oh, it's got to be critics. I think I'm going to go with critics on that
the
one.
The thing with that...
Do you know why?
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Because the
they've got so many sequels,
loads.
Yeah. So they've made loads of money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you get excited because you said something correct.
But it's, like, it's a great concept, but the idea kind of... A lot of this stuff, it's like... this one's like a home invasion sort of film. So it's all set in this Ethan Hawke's house, basically. And he's in charge of, like, creating security systems. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
The audience rating is lower than the critics
rating. It's not. And I liked it.
You've got terrible taste.
Well, we know that. I can't believe that. But why have they made so many?
They got 36%.
Okay, 36%. But how much did they make at the box office then? Because they must have made loads. To four films they've made out of it.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. You said that.
It sounded great.
I think it's good.
Okay.
So anyway, so Ethan
I reckon it's a cult film.
Maybe. Mm. So Ethan Hawke's character is in charge of selling like security systems to houses. So basically, you set it up, and then for the 12 hours, security system comes down, everyone's locked in, they're safe, right?
Yeah.
But this year, he's got a son and a daughter. The son sees on the cameras like a guy, a homeless man, running and like hurt. And saying, please help me, because obviously people are chasing him. And he opens the security system, lets this guy in, and then the people chasing him know that they've done that, and they basically come up to Ethan Hawke's house and say, right, you need to let this guy out so we can kill him.
Yeah.
Or we're going to break in and then kill you all. So it's this conflict of, do they do the right thing, look after the guy that they've sort of saved, but at risk?
Yeah.
So that's basically it. It's like a home invasion.
Get rid of him.
Sort of thing.
Obviously.
Well, that's...
Absolutely get rid of him.
Well. But how do you know they definitely won't kill you? Because they can kill anyone.
Yeah, no, good point.
And it's seen as like... Purging is like... Apparently it's like cleansing the soul. So you kill someone, it's like cleansing your soul. Anyway, so I've just told you about the film and I haven't done any jokes.
No, it's fine. It's great. Well, it's good. It's good because we're going to be talking about the first...
Yeah. I just spoke about the first one.
It made... $89.3 million against a $3 million budget.
There you go.
Becoming the lowest budgeted film to finish first at the box office since 1988. I wonder what that was.
Oh, we
can't find
that out.
That is amazing.
That's what I mean. So why is that? So it's so basically people go to it. They like the sell of the idea, but they didn't like it when they watched it.
What?
So that it made money at the box office because people went and saw it, right?
Yeah.
But then they said on Rotten Tomatoes they didn't like it. But you don't know if you're going to like it until you see it.
Well, no, because the people... It's if it made 89... If Solo made $89.3 million, it would be a huge disappointment.
Yeah.
Right? But because it only costs $3 million, that's a lot. So not a lot of people actually have to like it if they keep the budget down.
Yeah. And do you reckon Ethan Hawke took most of that money?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, but there you go. So great.
And come on. DVD review.
Yeah, okay, so...
And then we've got to do Danny Ward's movie pitch.
Yeah, sorry. So murder is legal, and they show footage of people killing people. But lots of people are having a stab at it.
Was that meant to be a joke?
Yeah.
Okay, but a boosh. It's just a rhythm. The rhythm's
so the, yes, because I haven't written the jokes properly, I'm just winging it.
Okay.
So some of the guys that are breaking into the house, they're like really hyper.
So hang on, so really like, what we're doing is ideas for jokes, and not jokes.
We'll see. So they're really hyper, so it's like they're on cocaine. And I thought, well, at school, it's like when you're at school, because when you misbehave, you have to do lines. That's a better joke.
Yeah.
At one point, they're going around the house, and they're so hyperactive, these killers, that they like give them the piggyback, you mother... Yawning. Do it away from the mic. Having a go at me for falling asleep. He's like, I didn't yawn.
You're putting me asleep and I've got coffee.
Well, I had homework to do. You don't have to do homework for this.
I've got nothing on that. Yeah, you're right.
So she's giving him a piggyback when they go around the house.
Yeah.
And I thought they got a bit carried away.
Ba-da-boom-sh.
She got carried away. That would have been better.
Ba-da-boom-sh.
And I was thinking, if it's happened in London and you wanted to hide... Oh, no, I messed that up.
Go on.
Okay. If you're in London and you didn't want people to find you,
yeah,
you'd probably go to Hyde Park.
That's good, I like that.
Yeah, yeah, but I can't say... I almost said Hyde twice.
Oh, it doesn't work because there's loads of people
but
in Hyde
what
Park.
What would you do?
Everyone would see.
This is what I want to know.
But Hyde Park's rammed.
Well, yeah, but it's just the wordplay.
I know,
I know. What would you do?
Kill you.
Well, that's the thing. People go and find their bosses and they're allowed to do that. Like, that's tough. Like,
would you
idea.
Kill Natalie, our producer?
No.
No. Would she kill you? Would you kill Mark?
No, you wouldn't.
No, no one would kill you.
I think they might.
No, who would kill you?
It's just people that want to kill people.
No, but surely it's going to be a personal vendetta, isn't it?
Oh, well, some of them don't.
Oh, some people just want to kill.
Yeah, just they're crazy people. And
do you know what? If I'm going to be honest with you, yeah. I think if it was legal to murder, I would have
a criminal record. I know you wouldn't.
Our producer has just said I'd kill this DVD review and go to Danny's movie pitch.
Unbelievable.
Not very nice.
No, it's really rude.
Not good for our confidence either.
Can you ask me the question again?
Who would you kill?
Natalie.
Okay, can I tell you who I think I would have killed if it was legal?
Oh,
I definitely in my time would have killed someone eating an apple on the train. I don't think there's anything in life that makes me more angry.
Which is bad for them, because an apple a day keeps the doctor away, doesn't it? So the doctor wouldn't be able to come and...
Very good. Thanks. But I definitely would have just shot them. Just like, sorry, you can't...
Bang. Would you?
No, I would have just temper.
You, and you reckon you could kill someone if it was allowed?
If you were allowed on that day, I definitely would have shot someone eating an apple on a train. Fact. No, but it's legal, so yes. You can't judge me. I did do it when it was illegal.
No,
so leave me alone.
Yeah. Let's talk to Danny.
Time for Danny's movie pitch.
He's got quite a lot to live up to, actually.
Hello, Danny.
Hi, boys. You right?
And Mark was just saying you've got a lot to live up to. What would you mean by that?
Because the Purge idea is a really good idea. So you coming off of that, you've got to have a good game, Danny.
I'm sorry, the what idea?
The Purge. Have you seen The Purge?
The first one.
Have you seen the first Purge?
Well, was that my idea, was it?
No.
No, it's a film.
Called The Purge. Have you seen it? No, you're obviously not.
No, I mean, I know of it. There's a Rick Morty episode about it as well.
There is.
Ah.
That's true.
Danny, you're going to pitch us a movie, and depending on how good myself and Mark think it is, we will either greenlight that film or not. Are you ready?
I am.
Your 2 minutes will start when when you're in the lift.
Danny's elevator pitch.
Well, it's pretty obvious.
No, wait.
There's only
There.
Oh. Well, it's pretty obvious. There's only one thing on everyone's mind this week. We celebrate the 90th anniversary of sliced bread. But who came up with the idea of such a simple addition to such an ancient foodstuff? The year is 1912. The place, Davenport, Iowa. An Otto Roadwedder has just invented the first loaf-at-a-time bread slicer.
This is great.
He is thrilled. The income from this machine will allow him to pay for the extensive nursing his sick child Margaret will need, having been diagnosed with a pox. However, disaster strikes as a fire breaks out in the factory where he was manufacturing his machine, and his prototype and blueprint are destroyed. Poor Otto is beside himself, and it is only the love and support of his wife, Carrie, that pulls him through. She encourages him to seek the funding needed to build another prototype. We see Otto and his wife attempt to raise the funds with bake sales, cakes, and hand-sliced sandwiches. But they must think bigger and decide to employ the services of a sinister former baking company executive, Artie Whitstable. Carrie was always distrustful of him. And lo and behold, just as the money has been raised to begin building the new machine, the blueprints disappear along with Artie, who was last seen racing to the US Patent Office in New York. What happens now is a race against time, as Otto must manufacture the machine before Artie has time to convince the Patent Office that it is his idea. With no time to recreate the blueprints, Artie must build this machine from scratch, from memory. Will he do it? Hell yes he will. And he even goes so far as to improve it on the fly, as the machine he produces not only slices bread, but wraps it too for freshness. Mm-hmm. This is the ultimate depiction of innovative achievement and American know-how encased in a beautiful story of love and endeavour. As soft and pleasing as a King's Mill loaf, I give you the greatest thing.
The what? The what?
No, it can't. It tings. It can't.
No, I want to know what it was called.
The greatest thing.
The greatest thing?
Since sliced bread.
Well, I got that, you fuck. You said that like you've worked it out. Oh, since sliced bread.
I thought you were being an idiot.
No, I liked the title.
Yes, great.
Although, with this film, it's the greatest thing since sliced and wrapped bread.
Yeah. That's not catchy, is it? It's not catchy.
Not catchy. You've
got too many words in it.
You ruined it, Danny.
No, can I just say, this is semi-autobiographical. I went on Wikipedia, so a lot of the names...
Oh, it's a biopic.
And a lot of the dates are real, yeah.
That makes a better sell, actually, if it is true.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
There was a film about a woman that invented the... Hoover? No.
Yeah, that was big, yeah. It was an Oscar nominated, wasn't it?
What was that? Jennifer Lawrence invented the...
The duster? No, the Hoover.
What was it?
The duster.
I think Henry Hoover invented the Hoover, but I might be confusing that with the Hoover called Henry.
Oh.
What did Natalie say? What was it? The mop.
A mop
so that fixes itself.
I'd rather watch a film about the guy that invented sliced bread.
Yeah, how and if it goes well, I've got the sequel all sorted as well.
Go on.
Inventor of automatic pop-up toasters, which thrived after the invention of sliced bread.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
You couldn't fit them in before.
Exactly.
Do you know what? I've had such a heavy 4 days that I was genuinely thinking, how did they make toast before sliced bread? That's terrible, isn't it?
I mean, they used to slice bread.
Well, they would just cut it. Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying.
Right. That's interesting. So was sliced bread...
It was about getting the regimented thickness of the slice before you could actually invent a toaster, you know? Otherwise, they wouldn't fit in, I guess.
So when they say the best thing since sliced bread, so when people used to slice bread manually, that doesn't count?
No.
No.
Oh. You're joking.
I've never thought about it.
That is
not the greatest thing since slicing bread.
People weren't just eating loaves of bread.
I know.
But I hadn't
thought about it.
Oh my God.
Wow, it's affecting everyone in different ways.
Danny, Sean's been calling me names all day today.
He's called
me a yogurt, a spanner,
and a
pineapple.
I actually like this. Well, I think it would probably make a better documentary. I'm going to give you the money if you go make it as a documentary.
Okay.
No, good. I'm going to give you the money if you make it as a film. So, who are you going to go with?
I'll probably go with the film.
Yeah, fair enough. That's the one you wanted to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Danny, well, we'll speak to you in 2 weeks.
I've really thought about it.
Thank you for coming on. Talk to you about The Greatest Thing. Thank you.
Cheers, bye, see ya.
The Greatest Thing there by Danny Ward, coming soon to a cinema near you. It's time for a song. We're going to go with Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. I'm trying to find what film it's from. Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now from Mannequin in 1987 by Starship.
Stand inside.
nothing's going to stop us now from the film Mannequin by Starship.
You really feel like nothing will stop you when you listen to that song. Really do. She gets so into it, doesn't she?
Would you listen to that before a gig?
Nothing's going. You could do that, actually. Yeah, that's a good one.
Did you ever listen to music to get you psyched up for a gig?
We have spoken about this.
Did you used to listen to?
You're just going
to
moan because it's quite
moan.
You're the best around. No, never keep you down. You're the best.
You used to listen to it before gigs. It's pathetic,
bit,
yeah. isn't it?
What did you?
There was one called Blink by on David, Bowie.
Oh,
no,
right.
David Bowie. No, David Bowie called. Well, you know what it's called. The dancing shoes one. Red shoes.
What's that got to do?
Oh, shoes. Let's dance.
Why'd you listen to that?
Because it's just such an uplifting song. And then what happened is I did the Laughing Horse semi-final when I was at Lyric Comedy.
Don't talk to me about that.
I was on first.
Culture.
Died so hard that I can never listen to the song again. I hate it when it comes on.
Really?
It just gives me back that feeling of when I died in Wimbledon. So, okay, let's take a look at the UK box office top three. UK box office top three. I only did one quote from the film, which is, I'm Batman.
Freedom! What are we
Brave
doing?
Heart. UK box office top three! We're just doing a jingle for it, you absolute...
Free.
Piece of ham.
Free.
That's going to be my new thing, is I'm just going to call you different foods. So in at number three, Ocean's 8. This is Ocean's film for ladies. Well... For men as well, I suppose, but with ladies in it.
Yeah, we spoke about
Can
it last
time. You say
time.
Lady? Is that pervy?
What, ladies?
With ladies. Lovely lady.
Oh, what a lovely lady.
So there's eight ladies.
There's eight.
Eight women or eight ladies?
Eight women.
The toilets. You have the gents and you have the ladies.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? I don't believe we're talking about this.
Upon her release from prison, Debbie, the estranged sister of legendary con man Danny Ocean, puts together a team of unstoppable crooks to pull off the heist of the century.
We spoke about this last week.
I know, but I'm recounting.
Recounting?
Yeah.
There's eight. It's in the title. You don't need to recount.
Their goal is New York City's annual Met Gala and a necklace worth in excess of $150 million. You saw the film?
I did, yeah.
What did you say? What
it's
did
entertaining,
you think?
Yeah. And, but there's one. Actually, you didn't let me talk about that much last week.
Well, that's because we were running behind time.
Yeah, yeah.
Running out of time.
Both.
Running behind time.
I think you can run behind time.
I don't think you run behind. You can be running late.
You're running behind.
That's what you say, I'm running behind. You don't say, I'm running behind time.
Oh, time. Got to catch you.
Yeah.
But the ending annoyed me. I think I briefly said that last week. I thought I enjoyed it. I like a heist film.
James Corden annoyed you. Annoyed a lot of people.
Not even his... No, no. I think they're probably annoyed that, with his performance. I thought it was absolutely fine.
What was wrong with his performance?
There's nothing wrong with... I was saying, I don't think there was anything wrong with his performance. The character... It was an insurance person investigating the crime.
Oh yeah,
where's the police? There's no police. And if a police got involved, they definitely have caught them.
Right.
It's so obvious.
Okay.
Mental.
67% on Rotten Tomatoes, presumably from critics. Seems to be doing all right.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Yeah. They're good. Good actors.
Okay. In at number.
I don't know what you have to say.
Actors.
Actors.
They are actors.
You can't say actresses.
Me and you spoke to an actor who had on the show, a female actor, and we asked her, and she said she'd prefer actor. So I think we should take her word on it. What? What are you going to say?
Nothing. No, nothing.
Why are you looking at me funny?
I'm not looking at you funny, Sean.
In at number two, The First Purge. After the rise of a third political party, the new... Well, do you want to explain it? I've got the synopsis here. Yeah. Let's hear your synopsis versus... This synopsis.
Do you want me to go first? Internet.
Do I want you to go first?
Yeah, I suppose I have to go first, otherwise I can copy that one.
Yeah.
So we know about The Purge well. This is the first Purge, but it's the fourth movie.
Installment
of the franchise.
Word. Yeah.
It's an experiment. Being the first Purge, some scientists have said, well, if we do this thing where everyone can commit crimes, overall, that is going to make the country better. They limit it to an island near... Is it Coney Island? What's the one near New York?
Staten.
Staten Island? Is that the one?
Yes.
So they limit it to there. And it just so happens that that's quite a poor area. And that's kind of the vibe that... Are they just trying to get the poor people to kill each other to sort of reduce... those sort of people. So there's a bit of that vibe. It's mainly a black cast. It's similar to Black Panther. I thought it's brilliant.
I've not heard about that. That's not a selling
tool. No, that's what I picked up on.
Okay.
I think it's good. It's cool. You know, it's a really good film. all black cast, pretty much, except the bad guys, and they're all white.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Why?
Unbelievable. Not fair.
It's based around the characters. You see one guy who's like a crazy guy, and you think, oh, he's just going around killing everyone. That's kind of what he does. As like a drug dealer, like the main guy in that area.
Yeah.
But he's actually a nice guy. He's portrayed as he's a good dude. He's
nice just in drug dealer.
Yeah, yeah. Which is odd, but he just shows good sides
to him.
Which
drug?
I think it's probably coke, but I don't know. They didn't actually specify.
Yeah.
And then there's this girl who's against the purge. So there's people like with placards saying don't do the purge.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's also in there. She's running away from people.
Yeah.
It's all chaotic.
Yeah.
And in this one, they pay people to participate. So it's like a scientific experiment. So they pay them, and it's so poor, people are taking the money and going around. And the more people you kill, the more money.
Why are people paying people?
Oh. The government. They want to do this experiment to see whether it's worth doing. Which obviously, okay. You know, with the previous films,
yeah,
the first purge
that was made,
yeah, yeah, that it worked.
Okay.
And this is just the story of the first experiment, the first 12 hours. I really enjoyed it, and it made me go and watch the first one.
Oh, it's a prequel.
One. The first one? Yeah, of course it's a prequel. No, it's the first Purge. That's what we've been talking about. Oh, what did you think it was?
Well, I just wasn't concentrating.
What do you mean the first Purge would be?
I don't know. I just hadn't thought. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, so it's a prequel.
After the rise of a third political party, the new founding fathers of America, an experiment is conducted. No laws for 12 hours on Staten Island. No one must stay during the experiment, yet there is $5,000 for anyone who does.
Yeah. It's like I watched the prequel first. I actually watched it in order, really, technically.
Is it better to watch... For anyone that hasn't seen The Purge, should they watch the first Purge?
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck. Or should they watch the first Purge that was made first?
I'd say watch it in the order it's meant to be, that they made it.
They made it.
I'd say do that.
Like you would
do Star Wars. But it didn't affect it. Like, you can go to cinema and watch this first and it won't matter. And I enjoyed it, and it made me really want to go and watch the others. And they're very different, very different. Different vibe of a film.
Are you going to watch 2 and 3?
I will watch the others. No, 2 and 3, yeah.
Okay.
But it's this new one, yeah, that's just come out, is a lot grittier. It's quite intense, gritty.
Okay.
Whereas the other one is actually creepier. Like the original.
Which is the other one? The original
one,
Purge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God. So I enjoyed it. I'll give it 3.5 murders.
Would you seriously not kill anyone if you could?
No.
You're not going to get in trouble?
What, now or if I do it?
So you're allowed,
yeah,
to kill, so there's not someone that really annoyed you?
No, but No, of course not. I don't want to kill anyone.
Just getting annoyed on transport?
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to kill them.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Does that make me a bad person?
Yes.
For wanting to kill someone eating, yes, an apple loudly on a train?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
no.
Makes you a really, really bad person, Sean.
I don't think it does. The person eating an apple is the bad person. I'm the victim. I'm just seeking revenge. In at number one, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Yeah. Weekend box office take £1.3 million, 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. We've talked about this. Go on.
I just thought I'd bring up what that I sent you that thing yesterday about the worst box office in like 6 years or something.
Oh, yeah. Worst box office takings. Yeah.
Yeah, in 6 years. Probably because of the weather and the football and all that sort
World
of stuff.
World Cup,
happening.
Weather, yeah, and Netflix.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's it. You could have done that in Movie News.
Movie News.
Yeah.
You are tired in movie news.
All right, we've woken up.
Yes.
I'm feeling a bit...
You're shouting at me.
I'm feeling a bit panicky because of that coffee. So, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, I hated it. I give it 2 dinosaurs out of 5.
Yeah, I said 3, I think.
I found it a mess.
So, fine.
Dude, you can't have a radio show where you literally just talk over... That was two people talking.
But we've heard it the last few weeks. No one wants to hear us talk about
it's
that
It's a
again.
Recap!
Wow.
By the way, recap was what I was meant to say earlier, not a recount.
I know, I thought that.
It's a recap!
Yeah. Fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes to what?
Yes, carry
what
on.
What are you saying?
Get on with it.
Right. Okay, so I talk to Brennick now.
I hope our guest isn't listening to this.
He is listening. You can hear what a disaster this has been today. Can you not have chicken next week?
I'm not going
to. Look what it does to you.
I won't talk to him.
And I won't go to Ireland for 4 days with my mates. Here is our guest actor, Brennick O'Connor, who will be starring in the film Bromley Boys. Hello, Brennick.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
The show's been a bit of a mess, but a bit of a disaster, to be honest, because what happens, we film or record another show, and in between the shows, we go and have a big chicken that we eat, and then it puts us into a bit of a coma. So this might be a bit of a disaster, this interview. I do apologise in advance.
No worries.
Our producer said that she spoke to you at 9:30 this morning, and clearly woken you, and actually there was a chance that you might have been hungover. Is this true?
Well, I was woken by the phone call, but I wasn't hungover.
Oh!
Did it annoy you?
My throat was quite groggy.
Why did you take the call so early? Why was that organised for such an early time? 9:30?
No idea.
Oh, right.
So it's our producers being annoying.
Oh, next time just refuse. Don't do 9:30, mate.
Just don't answer.
I feel really bad for waking you up now.
No, not at all. It's all good.
Okay, so you're here to discuss The Bromley Boys, which is out now in cinemas across the UK. Well, you know, you're awake now. Do you want to tell us what the film's about?
Yeah, the film is about Bromley FC, which in 1969 was the worst football team in England.
Wow.
They went through a season of winning, I think, 3 games. And it's basically the story of Dave Roberts, who is my character and is a real guy who wrote the book, The Bromley Boys.
Oh, wow.
And about his unrequited love of this team. And we've taken the book and we've adapted it to make it into the film. And we've added a drama, which following a bad football team didn't really have.
Oh, okay. Has it got enough truth in it that it's allowed to say based on a true story, or has it been changed enough that you can't do that?
It has, but for a safety net, we've made it based on a true story and some rumours.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
I think it sounds great.
But all of the match stats are true. We stayed very true to the history of the time, but in terms of storytelling devices, we took little liberties, which make it a more interesting film.
And are you a football fan yourself?
I'm not, but I am for the World Cup. Every 4 years I get really into it, and then once that's over, I couldn't care less, really.
Fair enough. Did you have to play football in this?
No, I'm a spectator.
You're just a spectator?
Yeah.
Did anyone have to play football? That's such a stupid question.
Of course they did. It's not CGI.
We did all the footballing posters, all CGI.
Okay, so Bromley FC still about?
They are, yeah. And they actually played at Wembley in the finals of the non-league finals the week before we premiered there. So it was a really...
Oh, wow.
Weird coincidence that it was the first time Bromley had been to Wembley in like 30 years or something ridiculous like that.
And that's awesome.
Two things on the same week.
Brilliant. Now, as we've got you here, what we want to know is if you... we're talking about The First Purge. Have you seen The First Purge? As in the new one that's out, not the one that was released first?
No, I've not seen any of them. I've been meaning to, but I've not seen them.
Is there anyone you'd kill? Can we say that? Would you? Because what it is there's a day in the year you're allowed to kill someone, and is that who would you go for? Marx wouldn't kill anyone.
I think
by now would have killed someone eating an apple on a train.
I think Sean, okay, you're the person I'm most likely to push me to the edge.
That's true.
I think if I was going to kill someone, it'd probably be someone I didn't know, like a chance meeting, just so that I wouldn't have to feel the repercussions of it.
Ooh.
Like emotional repercussions. I know there's no lawful thing, but like someone completely...
You
random.
Two are making me feel really bad about killing this bloke on the train with an apple.
I think that's quite bad. Just kill someone random.
I'm just hungry. Come on, let him have his apple.
It's such an annoying noise.
Let him have his apple.
And also, it's such an annoying noise, and it's also healthy, so it's reminding me that I'm not having fruit. So it's making me also feel bad about my own diet.
You actually killed Jon Snow, didn't you? Oh, spoiler.
What are you doing? You spoiler. Can't just say...
Spoiler!
Mate,
oh, no, spoiler!
What the fuck spoiler. Are you doing?
Spoiler, spoiler.
There are
can
people
you say spoiler
that,
afterwards?
Oh, my
if
God.
If you haven't watched it yet, you don't deserve to... Like,
okay.
That's ages ago. That's ages ago.
What have you...
I think the rule for spoilers is once a year has passed, you're allowed to talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yes.
So I think we're all safe.
Were you excited when you got told that you were going to do that, or did you know straight away when you got the part?
No, I auditioned for a one-episode appearance.
Oh, wow.
Series 4, and then they wrote me in for 3 years.
Wow.
That's a humble brag, isn't it? That's I was just doing one episode and I was so good. Brilliant. That's amazing.
That's such a big part.
I had no idea what the character was because he's not in the book. He's one of the only few characters, about 5 characters in the show, that aren't in the book.
Oh, wow.
I could be anything with my character.
That's a good bit of trivia.
I got to the end of series 5. We shoot them in 2-episode blocks, shoot in episodes 7 and 8, and I got the scripts through for 9 and 10.
Oh my god.
And people have been dropping hints that I had a big storyline at the end of series 5, but no one had said anything specific. And as soon as I read it,
that
I sort
insane.
Of went, yeah, wow. I am dying. I am definitely dying at some point soon. They can let me live after that.
Are you going to watch the final series? Season?
Of course, I'm a huge fan of it. I love the show.
Amazing.
I've got so many characters.
I actually auditioned for it and I got down to the last two for the... it's a really small part where a bloke is spreading a rumour about Cersei. He's like telling a story in a pub and then that big monster bodyguard of hers like cuts his head off.
Oh, yeah.
I got down to the last two. gutted.
I've had mates who have auditioned for 7 different parts and still not got in. Everyone's desperate to be in it.
Yeah.
Have you ever? I've got such a buzz.
I'm not sure you would have been in the same scenes, but I've got a friend called Richard Rycroft. Did you work with him? He's like a maester or something, isn't it? Or would that not have been in the same?
No, I don't think that's my storyline. That's the thing, is because it's such a huge piece. Yeah. I've spoken to like mates of mine, and they're like, "Oh, how's Peter Dinklage?" And I'm like, "Well, I wouldn't know. I've never met him."
So it's so weird, isn't it? You just assume you don't have
in Croatia, and I'm filming in Belfast, and then yeah. people are filming in, like, it's a beast. That's what the producers refer to it as. It's a massive beast that you need to tame. You need to try and control this massive thing, so you never meet everyone.
That's insane.
Wow.
So, big question for you. Ryan or Ryan? Which Ryan would you sleep with? Gosling or Reynolds?
Reynolds.
Yes! Reynolds. No, Reynolds always wins.
People love Reynolds.
Reynolds is the boy. He's the boy.
Yeah.
He is, nice. And he's funny, isn't he, as well?
Charming.
Yeah. He'd make you laugh afterwards, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's more likely to get me there.
Oh, yeah.
Get me into bed. You know what I mean? I need some charm to get me into bed.
And love that film, actually. It's the time of the show where you tell us film that you love, actually. It's the guilty pleasure. What have you got?
People seem to hate it, and I don't understand why. Spider-Man 3.
Oh, that is awful!
It's Which one's brilliant. That? Is that with the Octopus Man?
No, it's Which the one where he's, he goes emo. Oh. He goes
I don't like that one.
Emo.
Either. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, emo Peter is the best, with his little Saturday night truck down the high street.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant film.
I'm not sure I even watched it.
And it was the thing that started this whole idea of more than one super villain in a film.
Oh, yeah.
Which unintentionally inspired the MCU, I think, is that this idea that you can take different characters and put them together. So I think it's not given enough credit that it's... Wow. Like, it may not be the best film, but it's to blame for the entire Avengers storyline. So
you've really thought about this. Thank you.
I've defended it enough times that I'm not down for watching it.
Great. Oh, well, Brennan, look, thank you for coming on the show. And it just says here on your bio that I didn't know this, that you can also be found on YouTube covering songs as a singer guitarist.
Really?
Yeah, I've taken some of the ones off YouTube, but I've got my own stuff now on SoundCloud.
Oh, nice.
Out as well, yeah.
Oh, cool. We'll check it out. Thank you, Brennick, for coming on the show. And yeah, Cheers. Good luck with the film.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Take care, mate.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Brennick O'Connor there. Lovely bloke. Bromley Boys can be seen out now in the cinemas around the UK. Why are you looking at me confused?
No, it's Batman, there's bad guys.
I was going to say it's Batman Returns, was the first one. Catwoman and a Penguin.
Yeah, well, actually, if you actually really go, the original Batman, the movie, has all the characters in it.
Why didn't you say that to him?
Well, I didn't want to make him look bad.
I think we need to crack on. He was a lovely man.
Really nice. Really nice. Yeah, I liked him.
Okay, so, well, that's all from us. This has been the Ish show.
Yeah.
Filmish show. Check out our sister show, News-ish. Similar, but about the news.
Go on and subscribe on the iTunes and rate it.
All that nonsense. We did have a review I was going to read.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no one ever likes that bit. We got 5 stars from someone in Germany. There you go.
Lovely.
That's it, really. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks. Cut. That's the film. I always nearly forget to play Brennick's song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's Where Is My Mind by the Pixies from the film. Is it from a film? Is it from a film? That's from Fight Club.